a new report from the Australian Medical Association has found that wait times for mental health care in the public health system remain at a record high for the second year in a row. Patients with mental health conditions are spending an average of 7 hours waiting for care in public hospital emergency departments, with one in 10 patients waiting more than 23 hours before receiving a specialised mental health bed. Dr. Danielle McMullen is the president of the AMA and joins me now. Dr. McMullen, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's the reason for these continuing long wait times for mental health care in the public sector?
Well, there's a few reasons contributing to this, and one of them is that we've got the lowest mental health bed capacity on record. So, per population, we've got the fewest number of mental health beds that we've ever had, and that makes no sense when we're also facing skyrocketing demand. We're also seeing underinvestment in community mental health resources like general practice and community mental health teams to take that pressure off of hospital admissions. And also to allow people to be discharged back into the community once they're ready to go home but need additional supports. So there's blockages on the way in and on the way out, and just poor capacity when in those mental health units.
What's the consequence for mental health patients? Because for some patients, it can be a huge and really scary step to walk through the doors of that emergency department at all, especially if they've not ever sought help in that way before.
You're exactly right. I mean, having a mental health condition or a mental illness is scary in and of itself. It's a horrible feeling. And then some people will need to go to emergency or go to a hospital and have an admission. But being stuck in a loud, noisy, bright emergency department with machines binging and people running around all the place is not the right type of environment to be in when you're mentally unwell. And so the fact that these vulnerable patients who need an admission are then waiting hours for that specialised mental health bed is just unacceptable.
If someone turns up looking for acute mental health care and they're facing a long wait, what happens in those situations? Do those patients sometimes want to leave? Can they leave if they've been assessed?
Yeah, so depending on, in terms of the question of can they leave, it depends. We do sometimes put powers in place to make sure that severely unwell people who are at risk of harm to themselves can be kept to keep them safe. But generally, it makes people, it's unhelpful to their mental health condition. We do unfortunately see some escalating rates of aggression, violence, and this also puts our health workers in harm's way. And we've got health workers, doctors who are sick and tired of having to work in a system that's stretched beyond its capacity. They're there trying to provide the best possible care, and can see in their patients' faces and behaviour that that's not what they're able to provide at the moment, given the system factors.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and you're hearing from the President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Danielle McMullen. You've raised the issue of violent behaviour there. Hospitals around the country have seen a rise in incidents of violence against staff in recent years, doubling at major hospitals in Brisbane, Adelaide, and Wollongong. What do we know? What's behind that spike?
Again, a range of factors. Sometimes it is wait times and patients becoming frustrated. We've also seen a rise in presentations related to alcohol and other drug use, which can make people behave in ways they wouldn't otherwise behave. And regardless of those factors behind it, we really do need to address preventative measures and also safer ways for, and then the culture of reporting, because we're seeing far too many doctors and other health workers affected both physically and mentally by the violence that they face at work.
And is some of the violence, are they structural issues as well? I'm thinking about, say, patients who have things like dementia. They can often lash out through no fault of their own, and sometimes they're the patients who are bouncing around the system. They've been removed from conventional aged care, they're in a hospital, then they get sent to emergency. Is some of those structural issues come into play?
You're exactly right. There's a range of reasons that people may not behave the way they normally would, be it alcohol or other drugs, their physical health conditions, or conditions like dementia. And we've got to treat people in the right place, in the right way, at the right time. And that means moving people through the system as speedily as we can, but also providing that humanity and support and being able to do things in a gentle way. And generally, for a lot of people, actually being in emergency for as short a time as possible, because it is a noisy, uncomfortable environment. It's excellent when you need life-saving care, and our emergency teams do a fantastic job, but their whole job is to keep you alive, keep you safe, and then get you to the care that you need.
Danielle McMullen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Dr. McMullen is president of the AMA.